The Kuftes Vavim Beis. I'm a Shmuel Lechem Oni Lechem Shonu Lavvam. Yeah. All right, let's take it one. But the Rif brings them all down. I'm a Shmuel. The Rif quotes in the Gemara's Kuftes Zayin. Took Kuftes Vavim Beis, and the Rif is on Daf Chofeim Beis. And the Daman Rif. I'm a Shmuel. Lechem Oni Lechem Shonu Lavvam Harbe. Tanya Mehochi. Lechem Oni Lechem Shonu Lavvam Harbe. So what does that mean? Lechem Shonu Lavvam Harbe. What does it mean? It means that it's their lachamoni, that pshat and lachamoni means that it's a different meaning. That doesn't mean it's a drasha. It does not mean poor. It means lachamoni means basically you have to describe. The best description would be it means intellectual bread. That's what it means. Lachamoni, lechem she'onam lavvarm habet. It means to say that the sipur yitzias mitzrayim, all that revolves around the lechem, around the matzah, is what is a kiyum in the chefter shel matzah. And it's an interesting idea. It means to say the achilas matzah is only good. Well, I wouldn't say it's a kiyum. Let's say it's a kiyum. I'm not saying it's makeh. No one says makeh, but it's a kiyum. The halacha is that if you just ate matzah, you just sat down and ate matzah, you'd be lacking in the mitzvah. Why? Because this matzah is not just food, but it's basically food that is that has undergone an intellectual process. It means a process of discussion about the food with ideas and concepts. Dvar Marbe means basically sipur yitzias mitzrayim. So it means this Dvar Marbe means it means a lot of things. Sipur, halacha. It means bread that has been involved around the whole discussion of halacha and concepts and philosophy, and that's machshir. That is a quality that gives the matzah a certain quality. Okay, so therefore the matzah, that's the whole halacha matzah. That's why the matzah is on the table basically, and yeah, I mean, according to that, that would explain the halach manya, basically. What's the halach manya? The achol of asan abayim asarayim? What is the halach manya? The answer is, the halach manya means that lechem she'onam alav dvarim harbe means that you must have this whole process, this whole discussion, this whole semblance of organization of ideas and concepts to be machshir the achila. So that means at the very outset. When? Right away. So that's why the first thing you do is halach manya, the achol of asan abayim mitzrayim. Okay, which means to say that you koveya the lechem, you introduce the lechem, so to speak, and you koveya the fact, you koveya the whole sipur and agoda and even kiddush, everything, all the concepts, everything that goes on at the Seder, it revolves around the matzah, the piece of matzah. So the matzah has to be qualified with the whole process. So that's why you start off right away, halach manya. It's a very simple shot in the whole mystery of what's the halach manya doing there. But the halach manya makes perfect sense, according to Gemara. That's lechem shalom l'advar mara. So you start off right, halach manya de'achol av asana bar de Mitzrayim. Okay? And that's koveya, the koveya the matzah for sipur. Qualifies the matzah. Okay, that's the first pshat, Shmuel's pshat. Okay, so let's understand. So according to Rashi, we take Rashi. What does it mean? Afkan bepurus. It means like this. It means that yomtif is mechayiv in shlemos, right? So therefore, you must have lechem mishnah. So let's understand. So in other words, what does it mean? Like every Shabbos and yomtif, which means basically every Shabbos and yomtif, you sit down and you have to eat lechem mishnah. So you have before you eat, you have to have a birkas hanenin, which is a motzi lechem in aretz. So you should make the birkas hanenin. A birkas hanenin is always tofes a chefta. That's halacha. Birkas hanenin is always tofes a chefta. All right. Like for instance, if you hold a glass of water and you make a shahako, and the water spills out, it's a bracha batala. That's it. Why? Because the birkas hanenin is always related to a chefta. It's just not just in the air. Okay, it's not just the bracha to be matir drinking water or whatever. Okay, that's why halacha is you're supposed to use your right hand. You're going to eat an apple, you pick the apple up in your right hand, make the bracha, because right hand is there, covered, make the bracha on the cheftza. So the Birkas Hanan is Tofes HaChefza. So which Chefza is the Birkas Hanan and Tofes over here? Which Chefza is the Tofes over here? It's Tofes, the Shtesh Lemos, like all the time. Correct? Okay. So what does that mean? It means to say like this. Now the question like this, is the Birkas Hanan on the Prusa also? Or is the Birkas Hanan limited to the, this is where we get it, it is limited to the two Shlemos. What do you say? So the answer to the question of what is the biggest and then Toface the two Shlemos, or is Toface also the Prusa, what's the answer? So you have to know another property of Birkas Hanan, namely that Birkas Hanan is Toface a Cheftza, but it's only Toface the first Cheftza. Alright? The first Cheftza. Like once you drink water, the original water, you're holding a glass of water in here, if you drink from the original water, then you're okay, then you can drink more water. You don't have to, it's not, there's no halacha that you have to have all the water in front of you to be matir all the water. As long as you have das, you're going to drink the water. In other words, like this, the Birkas Hanan has to be qualified with a chefza. What qualifies the Birkas Hanan? The first chefza. Then you have a heter to eat the rest. Okay? But there's no halacha, it's not tofes, everything you're going to eat. All right. It's just that you have to have a qualifier for the bracha. So the Birkas Hanan and the Tofes originally one cheftzen specific, okay, and then it's matir the achila with regard to anything else that's around that you have in mind you're going to eat, okay. All right. So, but it doesn't have to be in front of them, okay. I mean, it has to be there. It has to be there, available, okay. But now. So we could say like this, that with regard to the Birkas Hanan of Hamotzi, so the Cheftza for the Birkas Hanan of Hamotzi is what? Is it two Shlemos. And the Prusa, you could eat the Prusa already also. I mean, you could eat anything, but the Cheftza which qualifies the Birkas Hamotzi in specific is the Shlemos. That's what it means, Botzei al Shtei Shlemos and Shabbos. Wasn't it Tzei al Shtei Shlemos and Shabbos? Well, what is the bracha going on? The bracha can go on one little piece. But the answer is the cheftza of the Birkas Hamotzi, that you kaveya for the Birkas Hamotzi, the cheftza is the two shlemos. Alright? And then you can eat the prusa. Why? Because, agav, once you have the thing that object which is machshe the bracha, is the object you hold in your hands, b'shas maisa, so that's the cheftza that qualifies the Birkas Hamotzi. That cheftza is supposed to be shtei shlemos. Alright? Then you're allowed to eat the rest. You don't have to hold everything in hand to the b'shas bracha. Okay? You qualify the bracha, and the bracha is a matir. It's matir, everything around. But the qualifier has a specific status. Okay? That's the thing you tofes in your hand. Okay? So therefore, so that's the way it works, according to Rashi. Very simple solution. Alright? Then what happens? Then the halach is, but there's halach of alachilas matzah. So now you have what? So now you have matzah b'toras cheftza shel mitzvah. So there's matzah b'toras cheftza shel hanoah, and there's matzah b'toras cheftza shel mitzvah. So b'toras cheftza shel mitzvah, you have to make a bracha on a bracha cheftza shel mitzvah requires a bracha. Ma'aseh mitzvah requires a bracha. Requires a bracha and there's a cheftza shel mitzvah. What is the cheftza shel mitzvah with regard to the achilas matzah? What's the cheftza shel mitzvah? Prusa. That's simply the way Rashi learns. Okay, I mean he doesn't explain too much, but that's it. Levarach alachilas matzah, afkam a prusa levarach alachilas matzah. So with regard to what? With regard to the cheftza shel mitzvah, so you have to make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah. And you can't just make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah and abstract. Just make a bracha on altias lulav. Then you go looking around for lulav. You have to have the cheftza in front of you. So the Birkas HaMitzvah is supposed to be related to a tofes or cheftza. So over here, the Birkas HaMitzvah is tofes what? The prusa. Okay? It's tofes the prusa. Yeah. So according to Rashi, so you have two cheftzos. You have a cheftza of what? Of you have a cheftza of matzah b'toras machol, something that you nana from, and then you have a cheftza shel matzah that's kavua l'mitzvah. So therefore, you have two what? You have two separate brachas. That's what Rashi wants to say. Okay? All right. So the Rosh's first pshat, he's quoting other shittas of Rishonim that maintain that Pesach, Leil Pesach is different than Shor Yom Tov. Shor Yom Tov, you're about to say on two shlemos. But Leil Pesach, you're not. Why? Because what happened over here? He says, the way he puts it, is that what? is, Hilkach. He says, V'osa lechamoni, v'gora lechada. Lechamoni came along and it reduced one, v'ukma prusa. And it established it as a prusa. Established as a prusa. Okay? So now you're down to one and a half. Okay. So according to him, according to the first sheet there, that's the sheet Rambam, basically, that you do one, whole one, and then actually you should do two. Because of what? Because of Lachamishnah. But over here you have a conflict because you have Lachamoni. So Lachamoni overrides what?
Lachamishnah.
So therefore it knocks off, it takes two, you minus it out, it comes out to one and a half, because you have to have the prusa. That's what he holds. It's Gara Lachada Vukma prusa. It's a Tarta Vesasri. Okay. Yeah. So now you can clarify Chakir. I mean, does that mean to say you don't have Lacha Mishnah anymore? Then you get into the Chakir. What is Lacha Mishnah? Is it still Lacha Mishnah even if it's a Prusa, but you're lacking in the quality of Shlema? He doesn't explain, doesn't say. Or it's not Lacha Mishnah anymore. Well, it's not Lacha Mishnah anymore, Bechlal. So you'll tell me to just have a half if there's no Lacha Mishnah? No. So the answer is very simple. Because the halacha is whenever you eat, even during the week, you're always supposed to try to be botzeh shlema. All right, that's always halacha. I mean, it's something people always forget, but that's the halacha. I mean, you could say that even though there's no halacha of lachem mishnah, but still you have a shlema because you should always be botzeh shlema. It's derech kavod. So you have basically you have no lachem mishnah, you have a shlema, and then you have the prusa. Okay, but. His lushin, I mean, if I'm not taking his lushin, I would say that he's not saying you hilkach. Otherwise, he would have said hilkach mevadlinen li hilkach mevadlinen li shtei kikras lecha mishnah. He doesn't say that. He says hilkach boinim yentel nifsa al tati rifta shlimso ki de boinim b'shabbato. V'osa lechem oni v'gora lechada v'ukma prusa. The implication is that lechem oni, lechem mishnah is still there. I mean, it's the point of implication. It's just ordinarily you have what? You do two shlemos because you there are covered as shlemos. But over here you can't do shlemos, so therefore you read, one of them is going to be deficient in terms of shlemos. But basically, it's still lechem mishnah. That's the way he seems. I mean, if I had to just take a guess at what he's saying from the little he writes, it sounds like that's what it sounds like. The gora lechada v'ukma prusa means to say that it is lechem mishnah, but really lechem. In other words, halacha. So that's the question. If it's halacha of shlemos in general, so what's wrong in general doing this way? You have the concept of shlemos, and you have the concept of what? Of lechem mishnah. So why ordinarily do you need two shlemos? So the answer is because the question is like this: during the week, all sorts of mitzvah to do. If every time you have birkasin, then you should do shlemos, right? Because that's it's preferable. But you're not mechuyev. No one goes around. You're not mechuyev to go around looking for shlemos. But on Shabbos, you see, there's a chiyuv to have shlemos. So why is it different on Shabbos than during the week? Why don't I say, if I have shlemos, fine. I don't have shlemos, not. No, it's a mitzvah to be machzer shlemos. Why in Shabbos is it that way? So if you say it's not lecha mishnah unless you have shlemos, so I understand. Because you don't have shlemos, not lecha mishnah. What if you say it's lecha mishnah without shlemos? So then, so what do you say? If I have shlemos, fine. So it means just the halacha that the bracha should always be on shlemos. So that's all week long I have that. So why is it different over here? In other words, the over here, you see, ordinarily you're not chayiv in shlemos because it's just the biggest anenin. But you say, I want to enjoy it, I want it. So whatever I have, I eat. But if I have shlemos, okay, so it's a bigger kiyum in the bracha. But over here, once you're chayev in lechem mishneh, so it means to say that the chefza is coming under a different realm. It's more than hanor. It's coming to demonstrate a concept. You understand what I mean? It's coming to demonstrate you're using it as a chefza shel mitzvah also. It's not simply birkas hanen anymore. You're utilizing the lechem as a chefza shel mitzvah to demonstrate the concept of what? Of the kedushas of Yom HaShabbos, basically. It's an object which is being used as a vehicle to demonstrate kedushas hayom of Shabbos. So since that's the case, so then the halach is a person should be machzor hashlemos, not because of the birkas hanenin, but because of the demonstration. If you're using it's a chefza shel mitzvah to demonstrate kedushas hayom, so then it's appropriate. It should be shlema. It shouldn't be a prusa. Okay, but over here, on the contrary, the mitzvah over here is to demonstrate what darka shel oni. So therefore, it makes perfect sense that the lechem mishneh. In other words, you're trying to demonstrate. It's a chefza shel mitzvah, so far as being a vehicle of what of kedushas hayom. But now you need it to be a vehicle of something else, namely what? Lechem oni. So it can't. So therefore, what do you do? So over here in the country, over here basically it doesn't even see. Ordinarily, if I use a prusa, so it lacks insofar as it's being utilized as a chefzer shel mitzvah to demonstrate kedushas hayom. Why didn't you use a shlema? If you're going to demonstrate, you should use a shlema. But over here, on the contrary, you have to. It has to. It's being used as a chefzer shel mitzvah of lechem oni. So you want to demonstrate what? The concept of lechem oni. So now, logically, what do you do? The only logical way to do it is to forfeit the shlema, because on the contrary, it's not even a tata de sasri. It's basically what it's saying is like this: the only time it's bad not to use a shlema is because you're lacking in kavara mitzvah. Because you could, since it's being used to demonstrate kedusha yom, so you use a shlema, right? Why should you be so stingy? But over here, it's not, because over here it doesn't lack, because on the contrary, you mechuyev to demonstrate the idea of lechem oni. So it's not a lack on your part that you didn't use a shlema for the mitzvah. The reason you're not using a shlema is very simple, because you want to demonstrate what? A halacha of lechem oni. So this is perfect. So that's why what he's saying. He's saying, he says, Hilkoch ba'inin b'yamta fitzin v'nesach. B'inti b'yamta v'lemivtzal tati rifta shlimta. Okay? Shlimta. Kide ba'inin b'shabata. V'osa lechem oni v'gora l'chada v'ukma prusa. It's beautiful. Gora l'chada means it is really lechem mishneh. But the only thing is that ordinarily, if it's being used as a vehicle of demonstrating kedushas hayom, so it should be appropriate to use a shlema. But over here, you have to demonstrate the idea of lechem oni. So the right, what do you do logically? How do you resolve the problem? Very simply, you use a prusa, and there's no problem with the fact of why you didn't use a shlema. You couldn't use a shlema over here. There's not even a problem. What? There's no lack. Exactly. Okay. That's what he's saying. What? So that's how the problem resolves itself, so to speak. Okay? It's not a question of lechem oni being duch. It's not a question of dechia. It does not appear from his lashon he's dealing with a concept of dechia over here. It appears he's dealing with a resolution, so to speak, to the problem. He's telling you how the problem resolves itself. Okay? All right. So that's... That's the sheet of Sir Shonim that hold, you use only one shlema. Yeah. Yeah, that's correct. Right. Well, many say, in other words, if you only have two prusas in Shabbos, you still. That's right. Okay. In other words, during the week, when the chefza is only an object of hanor, it's nothing more than an object of hanor. So, of course, if you have a better one, it'll be a bigger covet for the bracha. The bracha is birkas hanenin. It's meshevach shvacha shel makom. So if you have available something that's better, it's not proper to take something inferior. But you don't have to go after something, because it's only a chefza of what? It's a chefza shel anah. But over here, by Shah and Shabbos, the lechem becomes more than a chefza shel anah. it becomes a chafzu in which you're demonstrating, through which you're demonstrating kedushas hayom. Then it's not appropriate to use with any shem machzeh after shneil. But now the chafzu has another something else. It has to demonstrate also the kedushas halayla of lechemoni. I'm saying kedushas halayla because I'm going on the shiur that I gave where I said all the mitzvah halayla constitute a kedushas halayla, manashtana halayla. Okay, so it's kedushas halayla. So kedushas halayla. So now this is the right way. This is the way to resolve the problem. The rush says there's a minig to add lachme toda, because you see toda is really it's an interesting thing. But toda says you got some person, you got some base asurim, so it's chayv to be mishabeach korban toda. It's an interesting thing. Get it? Yeah. Until I'm none. You see, he says that God says that lo alz v'checho chichecho v'lo secho v'negdi samet lo ekech mi beis chafar mi michlo secho atudim ki li kol chay so yor behemes bahari olaf im erav lo omaloch ki li sevel omalor. God says, I'm not hungry, I don't need these kabonas. Ha'ochel basara birim v'dam atudim eshte. Okay, then the next passage says zavach lelokim toda. You see, v'shalem le'elyon ederecha. And the end he says zaveach toda Yechab donani. The son derech harenavishon. Okay, the toda means toda. Toda is perfection, really. Karbon toda is perfection. It means that God says, don't give me karbonis like you think you're doing me a favor. So that's the primitive idea, is to propitiate the gods. You see, and that creeps in emotionally into a person's life. He thinks of his yetzel with a carbon. The God says, I don't need these karbonis. But zaveach toda. That's a level. That means a person is a veich toda, is showed that's perfection. That's perfection. So the minig was that leil pesach, that a person should be on the highest level of perfection of shevach v'ado l'kadosh baruch hu. So therefore toda is appropriate. Okay. Yeah. Psukim and Tillim. When the rush brings down the whole thing of the Afikoman, he doesn't mention it over here, but one page later, Kuf Lamed Hei, second column, in the middle of the column, a little down a little bit, he brings down, he goes through the same thing, he repeats it. But then over here, he speaks a little more about the Afikoman. Kishem Evin Lefan of Hamatzis Yivtza Shnei L'Shnayim V'yitein Oso La'acher Lishma. So it's not, he should give somebody to watch. The Yisimena Tachas Hamapa Lishma Shetehimu Nachas Lefanav. It's not like the minute people just give it to kids to bring play around the house. It's not the, you know what I mean, play with it, hide it. No. It's supposed to require, Reb Chaim held that it has to, it requires shmira, because it's like, according to the rush, it's a kiyum of Pesach, the Afikoman. So therefore, Reb Chaim said, it requires shmira, like kachim. You can't just give it to a child. But you see the rush is openly, that you give it to somebody to watch it. And to make sure that you have the afikoman. Okay. What's difficult with the rush is the rush says v'alarishona yivar hamotzi. But we've been saying all along that the whole concept of what? Of lechem mishneh is that these two are become involved in the cheftza shel hana. And the birkas hamotzi is mata the two. So if Birkas HaMotzi, you're like in Shabbos. What is the Birkas HaMotzi? Birkas HaMotzi on one of them or Birkas HaMotzi on both of them? Okay? So we've been saying all along the lot that the Birkas HaMotzi is toe-face, both of them. Here you see the Rush disagrees. The Rush maintains that the Birkas HaMotzi is only on the first one. So the question, if it's only on the first one, so where's the Lecha Mishnah? Right? So where's the Lecha Mishnah? Okay, the question is, if the Bracha is toe-face, only the top one, so where's the Lecha Mishnah? Okay? Of course, what does this question break down into? The question breaks down to a very simple thing. If you're on a regular Shabbos, if you take the two challahs and you make hamotzi, so if the bracha's toe-face both, so then you should cut both. If the bracha's only toe-face one, so then you only have to cut one. So apparently the rush holds, you only have to cut, you don't have to cut both. You only have to cut one. Okay?
It's
Rashi and Shabbos. All right? Yeah, right. It's like Rashi, yeah. Like in Shabbos.
The Ruan didn't hold that.
The Gro, well, the Gro is, let's forget about the Gro for a second. But I'm not getting, I don't want to get involved in that right now. But you see that this is the basic, understanding of the Sugya. That's why the Rush, that's the Rush's Raya, that it's only the Rishona. You see? Because you see, you don't have to be Botzea, both. So you see the Chefza that's Nitfas, by the Birkas Hanen, is not both, but it's only one. Okay? It's only one. Let's let that question go for a while. All right. Now, so let's get back to the Rush. Anyway, so what is the Rush's point? The Rush is saying that, that now he says this whole thing doesn't make any sense. Why? Because what prompted the other Shittas Rishonim, what prompted the other Shittas Rishonim to say that what? That you have to do, you can't do Lechem Mishnah over here. That's his question. Why not? There's two things here. One is the Birkas HaNenem. And the other thing is what? Is the Birkas HaMitzvah. So it's very easy. You split it up. And you yotze both. That's basically the Rush's kasha. You have two entities here. You see? Now the Rush says you need a Kezias. As a matter of fact, now the Rush says you need a Kezias Mishnehem. Why do you need a Kezias Mishnehem? Okay? Why do you need a Kezias Mishnehem? That's the question. Why don't you just eat what? A Kezias from? No, from the Persa. From the Persa. Maybe a little bit of the Shlema. I mean, he made a bracha on the Shlema. Maybe a little bit of the Shlema. But where do you see you need a Kezias from the Shlema? With just this Rush alone, you must conclude that the Rush holds that what? That you must eat a Kezias. Every Shabbos also you must eat a Kezias from one. And then during the week also, you might say, I mean, that's the question. Yes. So if you're going to say it's Allah, so the question is like this: this achilas kezayis. So what is the what kind of halacha is it? Is it a halacha in general in the Birkas HaNenin, or is it a halacha in what in the Lacha Mishnah? So if you say anytime it's halacha the Lacha Mishnah, so then I would say okay. The Lechem Mishnah demands it's a mitzvah. You're demonstrating the Kedusha, so the Kedusha is a Yom of Shabbos, Yontif. So therefore, it demands Achilas Kezayis in order to demonstrate. But the only question is, if that's the case, so then you'd have to do what? So then you'd have to eat a Kezayis in both, right? So your other alternative is to say it's a Halach in general. That means that whenever you sit down to a Suda, you have to eat a Kezayis first of Lechem. You make a motzi, you have to be Kaveh, a Kezayis of Lechem. There's a Dagal Marvava over here on the... there's Dagal Marvava. There's a Dagal Marvava basically that maintains La Locha. That if... See, the question is, like, why does Ramah speaks in terms of a Kezayis? Ramah says, in Kuf Samach Zayin Aleph, he says, Tzarech Litman Aprusa V'chol Lechad Kezayis. So the question is, why does Ramah say Kezayis? So the Mishnah Berurah says that it can't mean you have to eat a Kezayis because it says you make bigger samotze and even less than a Kezayis. So the Dagal Marvava says no, that's not a taina, because the Dagal Marvava says, and he bases it on our approach actually, that there's two halachas over here. One halacha is the cheftza which is being used bishas bracha. Then there's halacha that's poter everything else you eat. So he says if you're going to eat a small piece of bread, a little piece of half a kezayis, it's true you have to make a motzi. That's no problem. But if you want to be poter everything else, he says, so then you need an achila chashuva to be poter, and therefore you must eat only a kezayis. And if you don't eat a kezayis right away, it's not the what you eat later is going to be chayiv and a bracha. That's what he maintains. In other words, in order to poter, you require an achila chashuva. That's why also lemaisa the Ramavala. In order to pot, it's a good svar. In order to pot, you need achila chashuva, and therefore what? And therefore, basically, you must eat a kezayis. That's what he says. He all the time. Usha ikle membershim achol b'shas hamotzi pachas mekezayis. Ein achila zu chashuva she yigror achrov mashe yochal achakach lepotchom and a bracha. Okay. So I would ask one question. So if you're eating an apple, you say the same thing. All the time, apparently, yes. Apparently, whole, yeah. In other words, if you just want to eat a little piece of apple, say, make a bar pri eitz. But if you want to eat apples, so the first achila, which is, according to him, the first, in order to have an achila that's a poter, it must be an achila chashuva. So, and because he's saying everything is nigra achar achilazu. So he says it can only be an achilah chashuva. So according to him, whenever you eat something in birkas hanenin, and you want to eat more than what you have in your hand right in front of you, so then you require achilas kezias. In other words, to potter everything else that's nigra. Why is everything else potter? Because it's nigra after this achilah. So it could only be nigra if you have a maisa that qualifies as a chalashem maisa achilah. Makes a lot of sense what he said. So therefore, you must have an achilah kezias in order to create such an institution of what? Of nigra. All right? I would say like this, that even if you want to argue with him ordinarily, but by suda, certainly, it makes sense. Because by suda is not simply the bread. I could say like this. I say if you ate a little piece of apple, so even if you eat later, you didn't eat kezias, it'll still be nigra. That's the same min. So it's nigra after the first achilah. Okay? But over here, by suda, what is the halacha? The halacha is that birach ala pas, it's poter, everything else, right? So pas is a poter. So why? Because it's a koveya of suda. The kviya suda is a poter. So according to the, so what he's saying makes perfect sense, that by kviya suda, certainly, you require an achilas kezias in order to be koveya the suda, and every achila is nigra after that first achilas kezias. That makes perfect sense. All right? So therefore, now we go back to the rush. And now things like this. So therefore, now we go back to the rush. So according to the rush, it's an interesting dogma of Rav, Allah Lamaisa. Allah Lamaisa. Allah Lamaisa, you should do it that way. Definitely makes perfect sense, what I'm saying. You see yourself. That whenever, at least, I mean, I'm not so sure about with regard to other achilas. Like if you're going to eat an apple, so you need to make a brach on a piece of apple here that you have to eat a kezias, and if you didn't, you're going to have to make another brach on the next piece. I'm not so sure, but I wouldn't say. But by suda it makes sense. By suda it makes sense. So therefore, now we come back to the rush. So that gets rid of the mystery of what? Of the two kezaisim. Where did the two kezaisim come from in the rush? So the answer is very simple. That since the cheftza shel birkas hanenin is what? Is the birkas hamotzi. Right? That's the birkas. So therefore, in order to be, so now if you don't eat a kezaisim from that, so what's going to happen? You can't eat it. You're going to have to make another bracha. You're going to make another bracha. So the cheftza, which was nitfas, betoras birkas hanenin, was what? Was the first one. It's the shlema. So therefore you have to make a bracha on why. Therefore you have to eat a kezias from that for kviya suda, in order to have kviya suda, because that is the, in other words, according to the rush, it's not a the halacha is the in order to potter the rest of the suda, the cheftza shel birkas hanenin must be a cheftza shel kezias, and you must be ochel kezias. That's what he holds. So therefore, you're going to need a kezias from the first one, from the cheftza shel birkas hanenin, and now you're making another birkas mitzvah on the other matzah, but Torah's cheftza shel mitzvah. So therefore, you're going to require, of course, a kezias from what? From that? From the person. I mean, if you understand what I mean. So therefore, you have to eat two kezaisim according to the rush. That's where he gets his two kezaisim.
And that's where
he
argues.
So it has to be keecha. I'll tell you why. Because if you're going to eat the birkas hamotzi first, then you'll be yotze matzah. You'll be yotze matzah. It'll be too late. So therefore, you're going to have to eat it keechos. Does it say he says keechos, right?
Yes, he does.
He says keecha. He has to have keecha. It's going to be v'ochlam biyachad mikolachas kezaisim. You got to eat them biyachad, because otherwise the only thing I don't understand is like this, that if you ochlam biyachad, it doesn't seem to say you have to swallow two kezaisim in one shot. I mean, so what's going to happen is, I mean, I don't understand it's going to work out, because how's it going to pan out? Because the thing is that let's say you take a half from, you start eating, so you're going to eat a half from each. The moment you have one kezaisim, you're yotze ready. So the Torah learns his father, he learns the rush to mean literally.
Right.
In other words, he's supposed to really eat them simultaneously in one shot.
Right.
The Yochal Mishnayim Biyachal Kezayis Mikolachas. Then he says, "V'im eina yochel lechol kishnei zaysim biyachad yochel shel hamotzi tchilom v'yachakash shel mechilas matzah." So then, but the Yevri holds like this. So in other words, he's holding because he won't be yotze the mitzvah because he don't have a mind to be yotze the mitzvah, until when.
Until you take the pusay.
And so it's like Machamish shel lotzes. So therefore, the first kezayis is really, according to him, is not a kezayis shel mitzvah. First kezayis berchanenin to be kaveya suda. You have to have that first because you're not allowed to eat it yet. So therefore, so that kezayis is the kaveya suda. Then the second kezayis is what? Is the kezayis shel mitzvah in order to be yotzei barav tochu matzis. Okay. Yeah, apparently the Torah held that you have lechem mishnah. There's no problem. You don't need the third one, he holds. In other words, what Mendy says like this, according to them, what is the halacha of madako shel oni beprusa? It means to say that the prusa has to be a part of his necessary. It must be a component of a suda. It must be something that appears as a necessary component of a suda. Alright? So therefore, since you need lechem mishnah, so the component of the suda are these two. Right? But if you're going to take lechem mishnah besides, and then you throw on top the prusa, so it comes out the prusa is extraneous. The prusa is extraneous to that which is a necessary part of the of his lechem. So then it's not Darko Shaloni. In order to be Darko Shaloni, it must be a part of his meal, that which is necessary for him. So on Shabbos and Yontif, you must have two. So the two are necessary. So if Prusa emerges from the necessary part of his meal, of the Lechem, so then you have a Kiyom of Darko Shaloni, the Prusa. But if you have what's necessary already, you have the two Shlemos. So now you're just adding in a new thing. So that's not a demonstration of lechem oni. Lechem oni has to be a component of that which is necessary for the suda. So what's necessary? Lechem mishnah. So since you have lechem mishnah, so that's why the prusa, the fact that it's a prusa, is a demonstration of anius. But if you have your two shlemos already, so that's really all you need. Now you're adding in this something extra. It can't demonstrate from something extra. You have to demonstrate from that which is a necessary component of the cheftza shel achila, which is the two. That's why they hold it has to be only one and a half. Okay? Alright. Yeah, in other words, the reason why they don't have the two kizasim, you see, the Rosh's concept was to split. That was the Rosh's concept. Split it off! There's two halachas here. And they're not tarta de sasru. The lechem mishnah is one halacha, and the prusa, the lechemon, is another halacha. You can have them; they could all be happy together. Okay, no problem. So therefore, since he holds that the two are not tati the sasri, they're two separate things. So therefore, he naturally holds you need kizayis mikolecha vechot. That's a part of his formula. You see, but we maintain, the others maintain, no, you can't do that because it must be. The lechem oni must be a component. It's of his natural achila. So therefore, the hamotzi lechem in aretz has to go on what? You can't isolate the hamotzi lechem in aretz. The hamotzi lechem has to go on both. So therefore, you understand. So therefore, you only need achila of one kezias, because basically in the unit of ochel that you have in front of you, you have to have. It has to be a part of you. In other words, the lechem oni has to be a part of his lechem shel hanoah. So therefore, the birkas hamotzi has to go on what? Has to go on both. So since the birkas hamotzi goes from both, so all you need is one kizayis from both. That's all you need. You understand what I'm saying? The fact that it's broken qualifies the madakar shlona beprusa. That's all you need. But the halacha, the birkas hanenin actually goes on both. And the birkas achilas matzah. See, according to these shittas rishonim, the brachas aren't isolated. This is what I want to point out. No, it is the machlokes, the rush, and the other rishonim depends on. It hinges on one thing: do I have two things in front of me that are not tarta de sasri? One is lechem mishnah, one is is achilas matzah, or no, the it's all one unit. You understand what I mean? And the prusa satisfies the concept of lechemoni. So, but the birkas hamotzi and achilas matzah is really on everything. It's not the achilas.
That's
what the Rambam holds. Because it has to be one achila which reflects what? Which reflects the prusa. Since the prusa is a component of the whole entity, so now you have a kiyum of lechemoni. At the birkas, but the bracha of what? Of achilas matzah is not isolated, not relegated specifically to the prusa. It's simply a birkas mitzvah on the achila, and this achila contains a prusa which reflects the concept of lechemoni. Okay, you understand what I mean? So therefore, only one kezias. And that's it. Madaka shel ani beprusa af kan beprusa. In other words, all according to the Rambam, it reflects the state of the gavra. So the fact that you have the prusa reflects the state of the gavra. But the gavra, this is madaka shel ani beprusa af kan beprusa. So it reflects it's a reflection on the gavra that the gavra is an ani. So what indication do you have that it's an ani? Because you see, he doesn't have two shlemos. He has a shlem and a prusa. Prusa is an ani. So therefore, and it's for me, and the brachas on both. It's one thing. It's not the brachas tofes, the alachilas matzas tofes, the chefza shel prusa. That's not the way the Rambam understands it. According to him, your simple prusa is just there to indicate that the gavra has to be ochel ka'ani. So it's darka shel ani. That's it. But the bracha of hamotzi and alachilas matzah is on both. You can eat whatever you want. As long as you eat a kezias, you eat the mitzvah. That's what he holds. But if the Rosh maintains, that's it's one entity according to the Rambam. So, but and the prus is just an indication that the gavra is an ani. You see, if you were an usher, you'd have two shlemos. But over here, he has a prus. So the gavra is an ani. You make the two brachas, you make the mitzvah. That's it. There's no halach of two kezias. And where you get the kezias from, the Rambam doesn't care where you get it from. You just eat a kezias, you eat it. That's it. But according to the Rush, the Rush maintains that there are two separate things going on here. One is Allah of Lacha Mishnah. One is Allah of Prusa. So he holds the Alachilas Matzah is relegated to the Chefza. It's a B'taras Chefza Shal Mitzvah. It's relegated to the Prusa. And the Amotzi is relegated to the Shlema. To the Shlemas. So therefore, according to him, since it's two different processes, it's Tofes, two different Chefzos. So therefore, you must have a kezias from each. That's the question over here. Question is whether there are two separate things going on simultaneously, or whether it's really one thing, but you have to manifest that the gavra is an ani. It's derech achilu, it's derech anius. So once you have the person, that means it's derech achilu, it's derech anius. But there's no, in terms of the chefzit, there's nothing. It's the same thing. He makes both brachas and that's it. He eats a kezias. According to the Rush, the demonstration is taken is not. It's not halach in the gavra. The halach of lechemoni is halach in the chefza shel matzah. So therefore, the chefza shel matzah, which is being used for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, must have a specific character to it of what of being a prusa. So the achilas matzah is toface. What is toface the prusa? But then you need a birkas hananin. You have to be mata this prusa. How are you going to be? You can't eat it, so you need a birkas hananin, right? You want to make a birkas hananin on the shlema. So therefore, because it covered the Shabbos, so you want to have a lecha mishnah. So therefore, the birkas hananin is on the shlema, and then that's and your achila is matir. Once your achila is matir. The aspect of birkas hananin. Now you can make a birkas hamotzi on what? On the chefza shel prusa, and it has to have a certain characteristic. That's the only thing that's roy for a chefza shel mitzvah, which is what? Which is prusa according to him. So it's a loch of a chefza shel mitzvah. So the birkas hamitzvah is going on that chefza. So now you have to take zayis from that too. According to that's the question. The question is according to the Rush, basically the halacha of lechemoni is halacha in the chefza. And therefore, the birkas hamitzvah must relate exclusively to the prusa. And there's another process, one process going on. And there's something else is also what you need lecha mishnah in order to have lecha mishnah. So it's like every Shabbos. So you make a motzi on what on the lecha mishnah, and therefore you must eat a kezias because of in order to be matir the achila in general, you have to have a kezias from the thing that you're being nana from, like the Dugum Avavasa. So therefore. you must have two kazaisim, according to the Rashi. So lechatchila, you can eat them both at the same time, simultaneously. But if you can't do that, because then you won't have the problem of being yotze already, the achilas matzah with the first kazais, which is really from achilas, you'll be yotze, be too late. But because if I hold mitzvah, it's tzivchas kavana. But the d'yeved, you can have in mind not to be yotze from the until you eat the second one. So therefore, you'll be matir. The first kazais is the matir, and the second kazais is the chatzah mitzvah. But according to the Rosh, halacha of lechemoni is halacha in the chefza shel matzah, and the only chefza which is roif to be mekayim achilas matzah on is what? Is the prusa. Whereas according to the Rambam, that's just a separate halacha of darko shaloni. But basically, you could make a motzi and halachilas matzah, and you eat the from there. It doesn't matter, you eat discriminately, indiscriminately, you eat whatever you want. As long as you had the birkas hamotzi, the matir, and then you had the birkas hamitzvah, then fine. But the fact that Darka Shaloni is not a locha that doesn't qualify the Chefza Shel Mitzvah. It's not a Chefza Shel Mitzvah over here. Just a locha you have to eat like an Adi. So you have a Prus and a Shlema, and that's it. That's the Machlokes. You see, I think the reason why the Tur did not like his father is because according to the understood the Rambam Shita, and the if you have two Shlemos, you're going to forfeit the whole locha of my Darka Shaloni of a Prusa. Of course, that's it, because he has two shlemos already.
Right.
Okay. And that's why he held that you do, but he followed his father insofar as what? Insofar as the fact that this tefis is a chefza, that he did. In other words, he followed his father insofar as the concept that the prus is Allah and the chefza. That's right. So therefore, you must have to eat the kezayis from the prusa. Now, and you need a kazayas what? To be matir. And he held the birkas hananin. Can't go. The birkas hananin goes on what? Cannot go on the prusa. The birkas hananin must go on the shlema. Because of yantif. We answer the question of why it goes on one. So therefore, he holds that you have to have a kazayas. Since there's halacha, the cheftz is nitfas. So you must have a kezayis first, the Torah's chefza shall birkas and end in matar suda, and then you must have what? He holds tvisa chefza. Okay, so to sum it up, it comes out we're dealing with two problems. It's very confusing because we're dealing with two problems. One problem is it tvisa chefza? That's one problem. Is prusa halacha in a chefza or prusa halacha in a maisa? Okay? That's one problem. But now you have another question. The other question is like this. The other question is the halacha of prusa. If prusa is a halacha, you see? Okay. No, I guess. Yeah, the question is, you see, the Rosh, according to the Rosh, the whole concept is a matter of chefza. So that's why the Rosh maintains there's no tati to sasri. Because since it's halach and the chefza, so as long as you have the chefza shel mitzvah there, so I can add it. What's wrong? Why is it a tati to sasri? That's the Rosh's kasha. Since darko shaloni is halach exclusively in chefza, so it means what I could have a mekam motzi. So now I want the kind of mitzvah of achilas matzah. So I take a chefza that has the characteristic of the two separate cheftzas. That's why the Rosh holds there's no problem here. Well, why do they maintain the tata sasri? But if you say it's halach and the gavra of darko shaloni, then you're going to have a problem because you can't just throw it in. Then you're going to tell me has two matzahs shlemos, and now you're throwing something on top. There's no darko shaloni anymore. That's halach and the gavra, right? That's the Rambam shita. What the Tur tried to do was kind of a compromise. He yelled like this, that if I'm going to take two shlemos, so then I'm going to have a problem, because then the Rambam's out. Okay, because it's just, you can't just throw in a prusa, it's not Dr. Shalani, it must be that, like we said before, must be that which is a part of his achila is anias, not something extra. You take it, it's not an ani. Okay? So therefore, he realized that if he follows the his father's shita, he's throwing away the darker shlonet of what? Of the Rambam. On the other hand, if he just eats indiscriminately, and he holds it's exclusively halacha in darker shaloni, but the mitzvah of achilas matzah is doesn't matter. You can eat, you can eat both to qualify for achilas matzah. So you make achilas matzah, a motzi achilas matzah, and eat. Then he's going to be throwing away his father's concept of what? That's halacha nechefza. So therefore, in order, his compromise was very simple. Take a shleim on a prusa, but benogeya to achila, treat it as a chefza. So therefore, insofar as he's yotze his father's shita, that what? That it's a halacha in the chefza, because he eats from where? From the chefza of what? Of the prusa. And he's and he didn't forfeit the Rambam. He has the Rambam too, because it's darko shel oni. It's a derech achilas like an oni. So he had both. That's the tour's compromise. See, the tour usually does not go away from his father. Over here, you see why? Because what he did was he instituted a compromise. He's Yosef Balshitas. The only thing he's missing, according to his father, is he lacks in the lechem. All right, so don't worry about that. B'shleima, say, okay. According to the Rush, if you didn't eat the kezias from the shleima, so it came out that your birkas hamotzi was not related to the shleima. If you know, as if you ate, let's say, half a kezias from the shleima, then you ate half a kezias from the and your mitzaref what you ate from the. From the prusa, so it'll come out now that your birkas hamotzi was not really tofes the cheftz of the cheftz of the shleima. Because if it's tofes the cheftz of the shleima, so it means that you should that should be matir the suda. Okay. In other words, if you matir for the suda. We basically we tried a few possibilities here to be yotzei the Rosh Shita, but the conclusion was at this point that's just do shita's Rambam, because if you're going to have in mind not to be yotzei with the if you eat a kezias of matzah first and have in mind not to be yotzei the mitzvah achilas matzah till you get to the prusa, so it'll be a problem of teyavon. So that's no good. The bottom line was, we just said, from a practical standpoint, just have in mind to be able to shoot this around, and that's it. Okay. Take into consideration, you might be involved here with problems from the sugya mitzvahs mevatlos ozo. So it could very well be the Rush, as you know, the Rush holds a certain way, but there could be other shittas that would require a maisa achila related exclusively to the chefetz shal mitzvah. I mean, it's, and therefore, that's why I say it's best just to be a sheet to Zeramon. Okay.
Why? Why?
All right. So the best thing to do is like this. Practically, the best thing to do is to eat them together. And this way, if you ate a kazayas from both of them, vasachas, it'll be yotz like the rush. And if you didn't, so you'll be yotz anyways. The only thing you'll be missing is the rush. Okay. Yeah, but you can't have in mind. I mean, you can't have in mind not to be yotz the matzah shel mitzvah, except from the. If you eat them bevasachas, if you eat them bevasachas, there won't be any kepeda on the teyavon, because you're eating it now, but you're eating it on the teyavon.
So this is going to get into which one.
Okay.